Curtis, which two shops are we talking about here?
We're talking about Firehouse Subs and Larry's Giant Subs, two Jacksonville-based fast casual restaurant chains.
Okay, let's start with Firehouse.
I had a chance to sit down with Firehouse Subs CEO, Don Fox, to discuss a new business strategy of opening up new locations within airports across the country, taking advantage of destinations that have a captive audience that guarantees a certain amount of foot traffic.
Right. So the idea is that people weren't necessarily coming in to sit in a Firehouse Subs and eat dinner. So they had to go find people who were already sitting.
Consumers today order takeout more, order delivery more. And so they're not eating in sit-down restaurants at the same levels that we once did years ago.
They're expanding into airports. And does that include Jacksonville's?
Jacksonville's airport is actually the first location for this new area of expansion for Firehouse. They do plan to expand across the country to several major airports in the next 5 years, as well as explore other areas with captive audiences and guaranteed foot traffic, such as military bases, college campuses, and stadiums.
So while Firehouse is going after the captive audience, what do we see from Larry's?
Larry's is actually opening up a new prototype concept at 1050 Edgewood Avenue South in Murray Hill, tentatively called Larry's Giant Subs R-Wood Pizza. And this concept is a 125-seat restaurant with patio-style seating that also features wood-fired stone pizza ovens and a full bar specializing in local craft beer.
So what's the idea there? Why would this concept be more successful?
Across the country, you have urban core areas starting to revitalize. There's a big focus on the popularity of craft beer. There's a big focus on walkability in emerging neighborhoods such as Murray Hill. So this is a prototype into a market that they haven't traditionally been invested in. The new Larry's concept is anticipated to open in fall 2017, so in a few months.
Okay. Ennis Davis is co-founder of Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.